On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, not a whole lot of news to talk about this week. We'll talk about what little news there was out there here in just a minute. First of all, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, we actually had a pretty good week for the most part, all the way across the board as far as commodities and livestock goes. On the commodity side of things, we saw December corn up about 3.5 cents week over week, November beans up about 3.25 cents. If you look out to that 2017, there was actually some decent movement, some follow-through in 2017 as well, where we saw DEES 2017 up 3.75 cents, and November 2017 up about 6.25 cents. I did mention livestock was up as well, showing gains in both live cattle, feeder cattle, even hogs. Kind of putting in a decent week. So it was a good week overall. It was kind of quiet and snuck up on us. But any time we can see a positive week during harvest, that's something to be happy about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And speaking of harvest, those yield reports come in. What sort of yield talk is the trade kind of chitter-chattering about right now?
You know, overall across all of the major corn growing areas, what we're seeing is some mixed reviews on corn and some fantastic bean results, and I think fantastic beans here in Nebraska especially. So what the numbers we're hearing, basically there's talk and discussion amongst the experts, the traders, the analysts, saying that there could be somewhere around a bushel per acre decrease in the corn yield and potentially a bushel an acre increase in the bean yield, which just so happens to be a 25 million bushel swing on either side. You know, obviously that's not a lot, but it is nice to see some discussion around some actual yields and how that might affect us. If we see something change, that will most likely come out next week's crop production report next Wednesday. But again, with it being such a small change, it might hold off until we get further along through harvest.
How do you think the system's doing in terms of moving grain out of the United States, Heather?
You know, that's a great question. There's been a lot of local issues here in Nebraska, getting enough trains, seeing enough movement of beans specifically. We've seen a lot of beans leave the state of Nebraska so far, unless they went directly to the processor, obviously. But we've seen a lot of beans leave. Those are headed down to the Gulf. Across, if you go further east, you've seen a lot of trains move as well. But the barge traffic is actually higher than it has been for the last 2 to 3 years at this time of year. And that's specifically beans, again, trying to feed that monster down at the Gulf that we've just got a huge number of bean ships lined up waiting to be loaded and get out of here. It's great to have that many ships lined up because it means we've got sales going out. It also means we've got potential surplus getting put on ships waiting to be sold. And it's a lot easier to sell beans when they're already on a ship and they need a home. So it's kind of... That's what you want to see as a producer. You want to see that demand. You want to see that readiness to move beans, and it's going to be extremely beneficial to us to continue to move beans to the Gulf. That third lane of the Panama Canal is definitely helping us out right now, especially with a lot of these beans going over to China.
All right, very good. Now, you bring up China. That's where I was going to go next, and they've been out on holiday, haven't participated in the market this week. You think they're going to make a big splash on Monday?
You know, most likely everyone seems to think they're going to come back in next week, kind of reevaluate where they're at and where they ended before their week-long holiday and start putting on more bean coverage. So they'll be buying beans, taking advantage of some of those ships that are lined up. I do expect to see some purchases from China come back into the market next week, which with all of the harvest pressure we've got going will do us a lot of good and staying more in that neutral ground than anything during harvest, which is what you want to see.
Quickly, any other keys that we should be watching on here in the future?
Definitely need to be watching any overrun beans. I focus on beans right now because we're kind of wrapping up bean harvest or getting close to it. Focus on your overrun beans. If you can net those out anywhere in that $9 cash range, I mean, that makes money. We're still really close to that at most locations. Take advantage of that spot price. There's not a lot of carry in the market. So if you do want to stay in the market, look at some call spreads, that kind of thing, so that you can participate, but do it for pennies on the dollar versus risking a $9 cash bid today.
All right, very good. Good information. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Chad.
All right. Again, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like more information from them, call them toll free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.